With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. China announces countermeasures raising tariffs on U.S. goods from 84% to 125% starting Saturday.
The U.S. and China have escalated their trade war by raising tariffs, even as President Donald Trump hit a pause on tariffs for other countries. A China Commerce Ministry spokesman says, announcing the countermeasure, the U.S. alternately raising abnormally high tariffs on China has become a numbers game, which has no practical economic significance and will become a joke in the history of the world economy. The ministry adds it's filing another lawsuit with the World Trade Organization on the raising of U.S. tariffs. I'm Charles Duletesma.
U.S. markets rallied Friday despite the news. The Supreme Court ruled that Kilmar Abrego Garcia must return to the U.S. after being mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Yesterday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt responded to a question about whether El Salvador's president might bring the deported Maryland man with him when he visits Washington on Monday.
The Supreme Court made their ruling last night very clear that it's the administration's responsibility to facilitate the return, not to effectuate the return. I believe the Department of Justice just filed another brief in the lower court. I would defer you to that.
U.S. District Judge Paula Zinas ordered the U.S. to provide daily updates on the status of its plans to bring him back. Also at SRNNews.com, a Louisiana immigration judge says Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil can be deported as a national security risk. Khalil's lawyer says he'll appeal. He participated in pro-Palestinian demonstrations at Columbia. He was detained by federal immigration agents March 8th in New York and transferred to an immigration detention center in Louisiana. His lawyers are challenging the legality of his detention. They say the Trump administration is trying to punish free speech. You'll find more at srnnews.com. The Merchant Marine Academy wants Jesus back. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
2 years ago, complaints by the Military Religious Freedom Foundation prompted the removal of a large painting of Jesus watching over mariners on a lifeboat, which had been on display in the school's administrative building since 1947. It has since languished in the basement. But during a recent speech of the graduating class, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy urged the Academy to restore the painting, prompting a standing ovation and cheers from the midshipmen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than a dozen states in the past 2 years have launched or expanded programs that allow families to receive vouchers to send their students to private and religious schools. Now, President Trump wants to supercharge those efforts. In January, the president issued an executive order directing several federal agencies to allow states, tribes, and military families to tap into federal money for school choice opportunities. This is SRN News. There were a couple of humorous moments at the White House yesterday, both involving pesky wildlife.
The first episode took place early in the morning when Fox News correspondent Peter Ducey was a momentary perch for either a pigeon or a mourning dove, which cooed and attempted to land on his head during an outdoor live shot from the White House driveway. Later, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about Ducey's condition, and she announced the following breaking news, which many ordinary homeowners might identify with.
I also understand there was a mouse in the briefing room earlier today, so I'm hoping somebody checked in on that, as I'm hoping it doesn't run up here and distract me.
For his part, Ducey would later report a number of White House agencies reached out to him, including the Interior Department. George Williams, Washington.
The House is rethinking its voting rules after a push from Republican Representative Anna Paulina Luna to allow proxy voting for new parents. Luna of Florida says her experience as a new mom 2 years ago pointed to the need for allowing lawmakers to vote from afar. You'll find more at srnnews.com.